This program is paid for by Water of Life Church. From Water of Life Ministries in Plano, Texas, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is speaking through his servants to the world. He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today. Let us join Doyle Davidson and others of Water of Life, sowing the Word of God in spirit and in truth.
Hello, I'm Doyle Davidson, the servant, apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God to your house. I want to welcome you to this broadcast. I want to bless you in Jesus' name. Let us pray. For thy people, Lord, give not thy heritage to reproach the heathen run over them. Wherefore should they say, among the people, where's your God? Spare thy people, Lord, give not thy heritage to reproach, neither rule over them. Wherefore should they say, among the people, where's your God? Spare thy people, Lord, give not thy heritage to reproach, neither rule over them. Wherefore should they say, among the people, where's your God? Father, I want to praise you and bless you. Magnify your name, give thanks and glory to your name. I praise you, bless you, worship you. I thank you for the peace of Jerusalem. Thank you for kings, governors, presidents, and judges that you make bold. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for Lisa, the wife that you gave me. I thank you for John. I thank you for John's friend. I thank you for miracles and healings, tongues, interpretation, prophecy. Amen. Thank God. Amen. Father, I give you praise and honor in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I want to speak to Mike Carter. To Mike Carter in South Bend. I tried for 55 minutes to get your broadcast up. Receive it here. Now, I'm not condemning you, Mike, but I'm telling you, you're surrounded by a bunch of witchcraft. You're surrounded by a bunch of witchcraft. This is not a game. It's not easy. It is pure hell. And I've bought it for 39 years. And I'm not saying, Mike, that you don't respect that because I believe you do. But I can tell you one thing. There are few people that do respect what I've gone through. Few. And have any respect for the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ and for the commitment that it takes to walk in it. Let me tell you about the commitment. It is from 2400 to 2411.59. Did you know that? Not when you want to do something. It's all the time. And few people even care that that's true. But that is the way a servant of the Lord Jesus Christ walks. Now, I have been sent to America without any doubt. In 1980, God sent me to Plano to speak to the people of Plano. But
You don't know that. And you don't believe that. If you believe that, you'd have listened to what I said. You would have obeyed it. Paul said in Philippians chapter 2, as you have obeyed in my presence, obey in my absence. You haven't obeyed at all. You've done what you wanted to. Now use your Bible. I'm going to read. Matthew chapter 10. Amen. Everyone that I speak to is just as I was. They never thought that apostles and prophets existed today. They never even believed in their heart for 1 minute that apostles and prophets existed today. I won't embarrass you so you look like a fool, because if you say you did, you're not only a fool, you're a liar. You're a liar. So, well, thank God for his healing power. Did you know, 3 months ago, when I told Catherine Currier, because I believed it was right, because of all the attack that the devil is in people's unbelief against me, that I could not see one thing with my right eye. But did I ever stop fighting you and your devils because I couldn't see with my right eye? Did I ever think for 1 minute that I would end up a blind man, knowing of your unbelief, your wicked witchcraft, your wicked yielding your members to the devil? Did I ever think that? No. No, you didn't hear me cry. There was a day I could look at that carpet. I couldn't tell it was red. You better butt with my right eye. It's red. There was a day I couldn't look at your clothes and tell that blouse was red. And guess what? I couldn't see your eyes, but I do tonight. Not plain, but I can tell their eyes. And I fought you wicked people, your damn unbelief, your witchcraft, your self-righteousness, the law in you. I never gave up. Now, it's fun to see that light right there of my right eye. It's fun to see your shirt. I can't tell what color it is, but it's striped. I don't care what you think about me or how much you think you believe. I know you believe damn little. Oh, you don't know. I give myself an eye test every morning and afternoon and evening. So I have to fight a bunch of wicked people that has yielded to the devil. And they're so righteous. They're so good. I can even tell three colors of shirts right there.
Bow sends two shirts. Amen. What are you doing with us? I'm telling you, you fools, your unbelief couldn't stop me. Why? Because God sent me. Now, let's see if I can read this Bible. Amen. Well, I mean, this is not my Bible, not my kind, but I'm going to read it. Amen. I may need some help, but I bet I don't need much. In verse 16 of Matthew 10, go, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye wise as be therefore. Don't leave that out, though. Be therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. For beware of men. For they shall deliver you unto the council, and they shall scourge you in their synagogues. Verse 18. And you shall be brought before governors and kings for my name's sake, for a testimony against them. Amen. And the Gentile. And for Gentile. For, right? What? The Gentile. The. Teaching. Thanks. That's three letters. Amen. Amen. And. But. They shall deliver you. Amen. What's that say, William?
When they deliver you up.
Right. Wait a minute. Oh. Make no thought? Thought?
Take no thought.
Well, that's what I thought. Take. Take no thought. What you shall, what? Will. I'm, what?
How or what? Ye shall speak.
You shall speak.
It shall be
given unto you. In that same hour, what you shall speak. God bless you, wicked people in Collin County, Texas. Plano, God bless you, wicked people. Amen. Because you better know. I've been persecuted. Terry, did I read that? Stand up and read that. Hell, they can hear you. Amen.
Beginning which verse? Back of the sheep in the midst of the wolves.
Yeah, oh, I love that one.
Right. Verse 16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be you therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the council, and they will scourge you in their synagogues, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. And when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in the same hour of what you shall speak.
Could you read that one more time?
Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves.
Hold it. Did you know God sent me forth as a sheep in the midst of wolves? Did you know you were a wolf? Did you know that? And do you know what wolves do to sheep? They destroy them. Did you know that you were a wolf? Or still are? Would you go ahead? Or start, you know, it's better sometimes to back up and get continuity.
Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be you therefore wise as serpents, and harmless as doves.
Hold it. Did you know that used to bug me? That God told me to be wise as a snake? Did you know that? Did you know that insulted my integrity? It was pride. Be wise as a serpent. Why? Because serpents are wiser than wolves. Was darn hard for a wolf to catch a serpent. Go ahead, finish that one, and just read on.
Be you therefore wise as serpents, harmless as doves. But beware of men, for they will deliver you up to councils, they will scourge you in their synagogues, and you shall be brought before governors and kings for my sake, for a testimony against them and the Gentiles. But when they deliver you up, take no thought how or what you shall speak, for it shall be given you in that same hour what you shall speak.
Thank you, sir. Have a seat. Will you stand up here? Did you know God gave me a wife? God did not let me go and find a wife. I did not go to some academic to seek a wife. I did not go to some religious organization to get a wife. I did not go to the bar and get a wife. I did not find a prostitute on the street that I could pay for to get a wife, which I've never done. But God gave me a wife. Born and raised in Dallas, Texas. The daughter of a salesman and a school teacher, a graduate of North Texas, I think it was college then, but North Texas, a school teacher. A school teacher in the schools of Dallas. I believe third grade, a member of the First United Methodist Church, pardon me, White Rock United Methodist Church in Dallas. An acceptable whore. Well, that's what she is. Jane Edward is a whore. And God gave me her second daughter as my wife. You would not think that God would give you a wife that's a daughter of a whore with those credentials. Could you be a whore? Could you be a whore? Could you be a whore with those credentials? After all, that's acceptable in our society, would you not say? Well, there's not a lot of flaws in that, right? In your eyes. Well, in your eyes, would you see too many flaws in that? Oh, she's not a daughter of a president. Who God said he set over the kingdom of men the basis of men. Bush is a basis of men. Rather amazing, isn't it? Rather amazing. That's what it says. The basis, the lowest class people in the world, he set up as politicians, judges, presidents, kings, governors. At one time, I wondered where the hell I came from and where I was at. When I started believing the Bible, I thought, was I the basis or 1/16 of an inch above the basis? Or what in the world have I been? Because the last thing I ever wanted to be was a preacher. Next to that was a politician. And that was pride. When they tried to run me for mayor of McKinney, Texas, I laughed. I thought, are you people crazy? I wouldn't be a mayor if you gave me the damn city. I know you don't like my saying damn. And I don't like your wicked ways. If you'd ever trapped me. So, I just marvel. God sent me to Plato in 1980. Gave me Lisa, 1987, August. August 28th, 1987. 3 a.m. in the morning. 3 a.m. in the morning. God visited me in my bed at 480 Windmill in Fairview, Texas. And he gave her to me as my wife. And I thought, she had to be a saint. I want to worship God but I can't for a few minutes. I thought, this is the woman I've been looking for. This is a wife that I've thought my whole life was out there. And I've told her so. I did not know that she was a wicked damn woman. I did not know that. I did not know that she was a turncoat. I did not know she was a liar. I did not know that her mouth, what she said with her mouth, wasn't worth 25 cents. I did not know that you couldn't trust her. I did not know that she would kill you if she could. And God gave her to me as my wife, to be my wife. To be is active. You would have thought, as good as I was, it's okay, I know you well. As good as I was, God wouldn't give me a whore for a wife. But he did. Why? Because her mother's a whore. So when Lisa D found out she couldn't manipulate me, she begins to plot in her heart how to destroy me. Not get rid of me, destroy me. Because her plan included death. That's what she said to me. You're going to die. You're going to die. Well, let me tell you, before I go on, because I'm not going much further, but you and I killed Jesus. And Lisa is a representation of the body of Christ. She's just like you, and you're just like her. And one day she said to me, I am not a representation of the body of Christ. I said, oh, yes, you are. She was ready to kill me. That was it. I'll kill you, you wicked man. I'm so damn nice. I am that's good as those shoes. Well, she should have said, I'm a whore that thinks I'm Miss Goody Two Shoes. And I'll kill you. Why? Because her father's a devil. Her father's a devil. So, my dear wife said, I'll get rid of you, I'll kill you. So what does she do? She calls the Plano cops. And she lies to those people. You can read it on the police report. Call up the Plano police. Tell them you want my police report. Buy it, sell it. I don't give a damn what you do with it. I don't. Barter with it. And it's nothing but a bunch of lies. And the cops lied. Plano police lied. And I've got to move on because I want to worship my father and I want you to. I don't like what I'm doing, but I know I have to. God says he takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And I take no pleasure in confronting the wicked. So she calls Plato Cops, what's his name? Pace, McIntyre. They lie. Because why? Because her damn heart's full of lies. And they're cops. And they're used to lying. Why? Because they have no integrity. They're the basest of men. The lowest man on the earth is a cop, a politician, a president, a preacher. Why? They exercise authority over you. Judges. So, you know, I got out of jail 3.5 hours, whatever, laughed at them. Why? Because I wasn't intoxicated. Well, that wasn't good enough for my wicked wife. The wife that God gave me. The one that said, oh, Doyle, there's nothing in me that would want to hurt you. And I said, well, that remains to be seen. Then one day, 3 or 4 months before she called the damn cops, she put her arms around me, looked up at me and said, oh, it's getting easier to love you. That meant I'm getting ready to put your ass in jail. You don't like my language, do you? You self-righteous people. But that was a signal. That was a password. Rotten witch. Amen. So then, Dana Saucer is here part-time, whatever. Some of you think you saw her 3 times a day, 7 days a week. That'd be 21 times a week, and I never met that old. But I saw her periodically. She's a wicked woman. I mean, she's a murderer. She is a murderer. She's a daughter of a murderer. And her stepfather was a psychiatrist, and they damn sure are murderers. And this woman, in her wickedness, takes a butcher knife, and she cuts the arms off of an 11-month-old daughter of her own flesh. Takes a butcher knife and cuts that child's arms off. One here and one here. Shoulder and elbow. How do you know I saw it, baby? Amen. You wicked people, and you think I caused it? My God, you must think I have a long machete. Amen. You know what I said to Lisa 3 or 4 times? One day she was just raising hell with me. Would you believe that? Don't answer. I said, Lisa, get your machete out and cut me up. Was she offended? You better know she was offended. Because I didn't treat her like a woman wants to be treated. That's a bitch. You know what a bitch is? Not a dog. It's a dominating woman. With a whorish heart. Says, you'll either obey me or I'll kill you. And I'll live with the devil the rest of my life. I wasn't at all offended or affected. I know who I am in Christ. Anyway, Saucer's trial comes up. I'm about 5 minutes from being done. Saucer's trial comes up, and then the district attorney's office and the Collin County, McKinney, Texas, subpoenaed me. Judge Roach, a self-righteous religionist, the district attorney, and his first associate is Greg Davis, and he is a friend of my wife's first checkup. Does that offend you? Thank God. My wife shacked up with a bastard. You know, most of you shacked up. It's the grace of God if you haven't. And don't run away from your shack up. You might end up in the ditch. I know you think that because man and woman got married in some religious whorehouse, that would be religion, that God married you. Right? Right? If some preacher performed some ceremony over you, they said, now, kiss the bride, you know, whatever you do, that God ordained it. I know what you think, you wicked people. You don't believe one thing I say. You don't believe what Jesus said in the 19th chapter of Matthew, he that the Lord joins together, let no man put asunder. See, by God, Lord, you mean I'm living in adultery? I mean you are living in adultery. But did you know that hurts my feelings? You better know I know it. I don't care. If God didn't join you again, well, I'm getting rid of my wife or my husband. Well, go ahead, fool, see how you get along. Did you know the Jewish people couldn't get themselves out of Egypt? Did you know that? Did you know the Jews could not deliver themselves out? We'll worship in a minute. Out of Egypt, God had to deliver them. And did you know, only God could deliver you out of that whorish situation that you are involved in? Did you know that? Well, no, I love my husband. Oh, who gives a damn? You're supposed to love your enemies. Let me tell you, you couldn't give me a wife, oh, if she was on the United States. I wouldn't have that witch. It is what God has said to me. He gave me Lisa, and that she caused me trouble. And 1 Corinthians 7 says, she will. Oh, I love that. My first wife caused me trouble. My second wife is trouble. Glory. So, what happened? Saucer trial comes up, and I was subpoenaed by Judge Roach, district attorney in Collin County, McKinney, to appear saucer trial before Judge Older. Judge Older, Judge, God's talking to you. You can read your Bible, it's a good time to start. Because my friend Terry Bye read, I'll be brought before kings and governors as a testimony against them. Did you know, Judge Older, you brought me before you, or the district attorney did. And you sat there and presided in that trial. And you all brought me there and put me on trial. And I had no defense. Judge, no defense. I had no counselor. I had no one, Judge Older, to say, I object to that question. You remember that, Judge? I do. You were sitting in my right hand. I object to that question. You never once ruled for me. Not one time, Judge. And you know that is not allowed in American judiciary system. You wouldn't let me come before your court and represent myself. I was before you as a kangaroo judge. For an hour and a half. Go by the court proceedings. Read on. They say, if Judge Older ever said, I will not allow that kind of questioning of this witness. Why? That I was there for to be crucified by you wicked people. You ever been to court? A professional witness? Well, I have. As a professional veterinarian. Oh, what a big laugh that day was. And the press, print press, television, radio, sat there in that courtroom and they watched that sham. They watched that crucifixion. And not a damn one of them ever said. This judge never objected to one question they asked him. Yet, they asked one question after another, but had nothing to do with Slosser. Why? They were trying to crucify me. Yeah. And God has now brought me to a place he's going to deal, he is dealing with the judge, with Older, with Roach, with Greg Davis, Plano Cops. You're going to hear more this time to worship my Father. Y'all don't know what kind of a damn mess I went through. Why? Because you didn't care. You were not saying, Lord, this is wrong. Amen. Amen. Amen.
By the side of that thou art pleased with me was a foe.
I will rejoice in the Lord my God. I will sing. Praise, 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 praise.
invite you to visit Water of Life Church at 1621 18th Street in Plano, Texas. Or for further information, call area code 972-578-8082. That's 972-578-8082. Or write Royal Davidson, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas 75086. That's Royal Davidson, Post Office Box 861-327, Plano, Texas 75086. This program was paid for by Water of Life Church.